It had two pictures of the world map, which was an AutoCAD demo drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On one side, it showed a little bit of the coastline of North America
mm-hmm.
on a black screen. The other, the whole thing was done. And it said, and the one it said drawn with AutoCAD, the other it said drawn with FastCAD. And then I had a little talk, and then I had a little table that said for each processor how long it took for each instruction, you know, for each of these to complete the drawing. And then, like in a red felt marker, I circled the lowest and the fastest times, and it was like, look, Dave, FastCAD's faster on the slowest machine we can buy than AutoCAD is on the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little asterisk down at the bottom that says, if you don't believe us, you know, give us a call. We'll send you the complete testing methodology so you can duplicate this test yourself. And sure enough, the day the ad came out, Autodesk called up and wanted a copy, and I never heard from them again.
They shut them out real quick.
Okay, and that we just took off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still have people to this day who are running FastCAD DOS. It was like 6 weeks ago when I sold the last copy of FastCAD DOS. They still call up and want new copies and new seats. Because it is, no matter what, it is the fastest CAD on the planet for any given machine. Yeah. You can't outrun it.
Yeah, all that huge weight of all the Windows APIs has not affected it.
It doesn't
got your
have
basic
any.
Processor.
Basically, the only thing I use in DOS for is give me the window to the video card
mm-hmm.
and... do disk I/O for me. Otherwise, get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's primitive as hell. Let me show you this little beastie. I've kept it running.
Yeah, I kept my environment running, too. Yeah, I kept my DOS applications running too from the 80s. And it's all 8.3.
All these DLLs.
So the DLL extension is ASM? No.
This is all the source code for it. Okay. There we are. Okay.